chus for us tonight in the yeshiva to have Rav Daniel Glassine here, the Rav of Kehillas Tiferes Mordechai in Cedarhurst, a very popular speaker. Some of you may know him, whether it's through Torah Anytime, whether it's OU Torah, with the J-Root Radio. Rav Glassine has traveled around the world, speaking, inspiring Jews of all types through his dynamic presentation, through his cheerful chidushim. He's also known as an author of many svarim. You have the opportunity after Maariv tonight to purchase some of the svarim. And it's a tzuchus for us to invite back Rabbi Glassine, who was here a few years ago, to return to our Beis Medrash during Elul to offer us divrei chizuk.
Thank you so much for the warm introduction. Shus Rabbeim, Rabbi Kalinsky, Rabbi Bacon, Chashuva Rabbanim. It's really an honor to be here in a few days before the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Adin. Of the many zechusim that we try to access to before the Yom Adin, the one that we place the most emphasis on is what we say every day in L'David. Achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem oisa avakesh shivti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. That's the main focus. In fact, it's been pointed out that all the letters of the Aleph Beis appear in L'David except for a Gimel, indicating, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Gimel stands for Gemol Dalim. And as important as Chesed is, as important as it is, especially in these days, nevertheless, it's still Achas Sho'alti Me'eis Hashem. The emphasis on Limud HaTorah. So for me to come to this Makom Torah, it's a tremendous chizuk for myself, and Be'ezus Hashem, it should be a zechus for all of us, for Hashana Tova U'Masukah. I'm going to do something a little bit different tonight. Typically, on an occasion like this, perhaps you would share words of inspiration, divrei hisoyrus, but we're going to take a little bit of a different angle. I want to start with the sugya and masechta Rosh Hashanah. Let's start with one question. We know that aside from Hamelech HaKadosh and Hamelech HaMishpat, there are four additional haysafos that we make to Shmoneh Esrei. Zachrinu l'chayim, Michamoicha av harachamim, Uchsoiv l'chayim toivim, and b'sefer chayim. Interestingly, you could scout out all the pages of Shas. There's no mention of them. And that's why most poskim hold that if you omit them, you do not repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Nevertheless, they are rooted in the Psikta. The Psikta says that the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you make four hoysafos in Shmoneh Esrei. So let's ask one little ha'ara. Why is it that in the first two hoysafos, it's Zachreinu L'chayim, just Chayim, plain Chayim, or Michamoicha Av Harachamim Zachitzrov L'chayim, just Chayim. And then we get to the last two hoysafos, it's Uchsoiv L'chayim Toivim, or B'sefer Chayim, Nizachar V'nikasev L'fanecha Anach M'cham Amcha Beis Yisrael L'chayim Toivim. Why is it that the first two Haysafos are just old, plain Chayim, and the last two are Chayim Toivim? What's the difference between Chayim and Chayim Toivim? Now I'm going to ask you the best stira you ever heard. The most obvious, blatant stira. And we think we know exactly what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is all about. We're primed, we're ready, we're prepared. We know our life is on the line. It's the Yom HaDin. But until we have a clear answer to this contradiction, we really have little understanding of what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are all about. The Gemara says on Daf Tes Zayin, HaKoil Nidoinim B'Rosh Hashanah U'Gzar Din Shalhem Nechtam B'Yom HaKippurim. Everyone is judged on Rosh Hashanah and the Gzar Din is on Yom Kippur, which seems to indicate it's a two-step process. We're, so to speak, penciled in on Rosh Hashanah, and we're sealed on Yom Kippur. That's what the Gemara says. And based on this Gemara, we have the famous tefillah, Barayish Hashanah Yikasevun, Rosh Hashanah Yikasevun, V'yom Tzom Kippur Yechasemun. That's the Gemara on Daf Tezayin. Tezayin Amud Aleph, it's a two-step process. Ksiva v'Rosh Hashanah, Chasima v'Yom HaKippurim, right? That's what we're all familiar with. And yet, perhaps the most famous Gemara Masech de Rosh Hashanah, you flip the page, on the other side of the page, Tezayin Amud Beis, Amar Rav Kruspadoi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shloisha Svarim Niftachim v'Rosh Hashanah. There are three books opened on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shel Rishayim, V'Echad Shel Tzadikim, V'Echad Shel Beinoniim. The three books open. Tzadikim, Rishayim, and Beinoniim. What is the fate of these three books, says the Gemara? Tzadikim, Gemurim, Nechtavim, Nechtam, La'altar, L'chayim. The Tzadikim, they're written and sealed immediately for life. The Rishayim, Nechtavim, V'nechtamim, La'altar, L'misa. Beinoniim, Teluyim, V'yomdim. Now that itself is worthy of our analysis. Beinoniim, the in-between people, they're teluyim, they're hanging. What are they hanging on? So you say, no, it's just an expression, it's just a phraseology. But why would the Gemara use an expression? Beinoniim, it should say, Beinoniim, nothing was decided yet. What does it mean they're hanging? Where are they suspended? What are they hanging on? So look in the Sichas Musar, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. He offers a perush from the altar of Nevardik. But I think we're entitled to ask, what exactly does it mean, Beinoniim Tluyim? What are they hanging on? Zachu Nechtavim L'chaim, Loi Zachu Nechtavim L'misa. You hear what this Gemara is saying? That there are three books. The Tzadikim, they're written and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. Rishayim are written and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. Beinoniim are written and sealed on Yom Kippur. So I have one simple question. Could somebody tell me what in the world is the Gemara speaking about on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph when it says everyone is written on Rosh Hashanah? Everyone is sealed on Yom Kippur. What do you mean everyone? There's not one person who ever lived that was written on Rosh Hashanah and sealed on Yom Kippur. A tzaddik, he's written and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. A rasha is written and sealed on Yom Kippur. And a beinoni, everything is happening on Yom Kippur. So who exactly is Rosh Hashanah yikasevun of Yom Tzom Kippur yechasevun? Tzaddikim rishayim, they're done. Rosh Hashanah is over, they're finished. They could go home, they could go golfing. Beinoniim, they have to wait until Yom Kippur. But who exactly is Nechtav on Rosh Hashanah and Nechtam on Yom Kippur? So Stira, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. We need to identify at least one person who's written on Rosh Hashanah and sealed on Yom Kippur. Here's another question. And you have to be the Ron to ask this question. Who would dare ask a question like this? But the Ron asks a very simple question. Really? Tzadikim are written and sealed for life. Rishayim are written and sealed for death. But we look around the world, there are many tzadikim that don't make it through the year, and there are many rishayim that live and flourish and thrive. So how could the Gemara say that the tzadikim are written and sealed in Rosh Hashanah for life, and the rishayim are written and sealed for death? But look around, ma'isim b'chol yom, there are a lot of tzadikim who don't make it, a lot of rishayim who do. And the Ran says a very novel pshat in this Gemara. Without getting into it, the words of the Ran are, tzaddik doesn't mean righteous. Tzaddik means someone who God decided who should live this year. Tzaddik bedin ka'amar, the Ran says. And Rasha means Rasha bedin. Someone who God decided won't make it. It doesn't mean righteous and wicked. It means survivor, not survivor. That's the Ran ayin sham. Comes Tosfos. Ready? Get a load of this Tosfos. This is going to be the focus of what we're going to speak about tonight. Says Tosfos. presumably to answer the question of the Ran, look around, many tzaddikim don't make it, many rishonim do, says Tosfos, the judgment the Gemara is talking about is for Olam Haba, the world to come. You got it. Olam Haba. The Gemara is talking about Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, sometimes tzaddikim don't make it, sometimes rishonim do. The Gemara that says tzaddikim are written and sealed for life is talking about for eternal life. The Gemara that says that wicked are written and sealed for death, it means in Olam Haba. The Gemara is talking about Olam Haba. Comes the Gra, and the Gra offers the following psak. Says the Gra, we paskin like Tosfos. Now listen to this. And it has halachic ramification. Says the Gra, if you look in the Ramah, in Tavkuf Pei Beis, the night of Rosh Hashanah, Minog Yisrael is, you go, you say to your friend, L'shana Toiva, Ti Kasev, V'sei Chasem, yeah? The Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah says you say L'shana Toiva, Ti Kasev, you do not say V'sei Chasem. Says the Gra, that is correct, it is wrong to say V'sei Chasem. Why? Says the Gra, because we paskin like Tosfos. And the two Gemaras in Rosh Hashanah are talking about two different types of judgment. The Gemara on Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph is talking about Olam Hazeh. In this world, the judgment of this world, one's health, one's parnasa, one's family, one's friendships, that is written on Rosh Hashanah for everybody and sealed for everybody on Yom Kippur. The judgment of this world is a two-step process. Daf Tezayin Amid Beis is talking about Olam Haba. That on Rosh Hashanah, for the tzaddikim, gemurim, they're written and sealed for eternal life. And Rishayim are written and sealed, chas v'shalom, for the opposite. And then you have Beinonim who are hanging in between. Which means, Rabbi Isai, there are two things going on in Rosh Hashanah. One thing is, what's going to happen to us in this world? And the truth is, Rosh Hashanah is not the biggest deal regarding this world, because according to Tosfos and the Gra says we pass them like Tosfos, we're only penciled in on Rosh Hashanah. But it's not final. You could erase it, you could change it, you could modify it. You still have 10 days. You're only penciled in. But you know what's final on Rosh Hashanah? Olam Haba is final. And here's the million-dollar question. Why in the world is Ribbono Shel judging us for Olam Haba while we're still here in Olam Hazeh? After 120, we'll go upstairs and the Ribbono Shel will decide what our fate will be in Olam Haba. But why is God annually deciding what our status is for Olam Haba every Rosh Hashanah? Now, it's interesting because there are no two-step processes regarding Olam Haba. Olam Haba is a one-step deal. Tzadikim, everything on Rosh Hashanah. Rishayim, everything on Yom Kippur. And Beinonim, excuse me, everything on Rosh Hashanah as well. Beinonim, everything on Yom Kippur. Here's another thing to think about. Did you ever wonder, what's the likelihood that we are Beinonim? Is that a realistic possibility? Is that only according to the Shita and Shas, Efshar Latzamtzim? You know, there's a big machloikas in Shas. Can you get something precisely exact, or you can never get something exact? So if a tzaddik is someone who has more mitzvahs than averos, and a rasha is someone who has more averos than mitzvahs, what's a Beinoni? You think it's really possible for someone to be exactly, I don't know, maybe there's some kind of general threshold of mediocrity that you could say, oh, that's the threshold of Beinoni, but is that a realistic possibility? And we like to think of ourselves as Beinonim. That's why we take Yom Kippur so seriously. But is that a realistic possibility? So let's understand the following idea. Why is Ribbono Shel Olam judging us regarding Olam Haba in this world? The Gemara tells us Tzadikim b'misasam kruyim chayim. The righteous, even when they're no longer alive, they're considered alive. Rishayim, the wicked, even when they're dead, even when they're alive, they're considered dead. What's the meaning of that? Why would a tzaddik, even when they're in the next world, be considered alive? And a rasha, even when they're alive, they're considered dead. Comes the Marsha, and the Marsha says the following very fundamental idea. What is life? What is the definition of chayim? The definition of life is being rooted in the true source of life, being rooted in Olam Haba. Olam Haba is being mizdabek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is clinging to Hashem. The definition of life is someone who is connected to the source of all life, namely the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And what is the definition of death? Definition of death is someone who is cut off from the source of life. He's cut off from Olam Haba, he's cut off from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So tzaddikim, even if they're not physically alive, but they're in the afterlife, they're in Olam Haba, so they're alive. They're connected to the Makar HaChayim. The Rishayim, on the other hand, even when they're alive, their neshamais are so disconnected from the source of life, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Olam Haba, that they are not really considered to be B'chayehem. Aside from the fact that on Rosh Hashanah, our physical life is being judged, and our parnasa is being judged, and our families are being judged, there's a much more basic and fundamental and important judgment that is taking place, and a judgment that could be finalized on Rosh Hashanah. Namely, the Ribbono Shel Olam decides, and basically, we decide. Who are we? What are we? Are we rooted in Olam Haba, or are we disconnected from Olam Haba? Are we rooted in the Makar HaChayim, or are we not connected to the Makar HaChayim? Say, what's the difference? What is it relevant to? What are the halachic ramifications? It's relevant to what is our identity. To what extent are we connected to Olam Haba? And to what extent are we connected to Olam Hazeh? To what extent do we live our lives as the main objective b'chayenu, the pursuit of Olam Haba? And to what extent do we live our lives pursuing Olam Hazeh? And the answer is, almost all of us are very torn. We try to daven every day. We try to learn every day. We try to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We try to gain Yiras Shamayim. We try to improve our Midos. Because we know, we understand there's something called Olam Haba. But on the other hand, we have a lot of things pulling us toward Olam Hazeh. Yeah, we think about our food and our clothing and all materialism. So most of us, if we would have to identify ourselves and say, what are we? Are we connected to Olam Haba? Am I a Ben Olam Haba? I'll give you a mashal. My grandfather, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, passed away this year at age 105. He was a Talmid Mavak of Rav Menachem Zemba. You heard of Rav Menachem Zemba from like 3-4 generations ago? He was the God of Hadar in Europe before that. My grandfather was a Ben Bayis by Rav Menachem Zemba. The Toitzois Chaim, Chidusha Garmaz. My grandfather remembers his house. Behind his chair was a big Svarim shrank. And in the Svarim shrank, there weren't Svarim, they were the Kisvei Yad of Rav Menachem Zemba, meaning his commentary on the Yerushalmi and the commentary on the entire Rambam, thousands and thousands of pages of Chidushei Torah. So my grandfather was a Ben Bayis by Rav Menachem Zemba. Now let's say he was walking the streets of Warsaw. Would he still be able to say he's a Ben Bayis of Rav Menachem? Sure. You don't have to be in physically at that moment in the house of Rav Menachem Zemba to be a Ben Bayis. That's where he is associated with. That is what he's connected to. And the question is, are we B'nai Olam Haba? Or are we B'nai Olam Hazeh? What moves us? What draws us? What pulls us? That's the judgment of the Yomim Noiran. Yes, our life, that's secondary. Yes, our money, that's secondary. Primary is, who are we? Are we B'nai Olam Haba or are we B'nai Olam Hazeh? When we have a challenge, what's going to move us? What's going to be good for us here or what's going to be good for us there? How do we choose our friends? What's good for us today or what's good for us tomorrow? Where do I sit in the Beis HaMedrash? How do I decide my career? Who will I marry? Where do I go on vacation? All of these questions are usually addressed by one decision. Am I a Ben Olam Haba or am I a Ben Olam Hazeh? And you know what? It's probably very likely that we're all Beinonim because we have Olam Haba pulling us and that's why we're here. And we all want to do the right thing. And we're all motivated by Olam Haba. And at the same time, we're all pulled down by Olam Hazeh. And we all, every day of our life, we face that tug of war. Which world are we rooted in? What are we connected to? Are we connected to the Makar HaChayim? Are we connected to the opposite? Or as the Gra writes in one of his Svarim, we all consist of three parts, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. The Nefesh is a Nefesh HaBahamis, which is the animalistic instinct, the desire for pleasure, for physical enjoyment. You have a Ruach, that is the medium between the Nefesh HaBahamis and the Neshama. And so to speak, the question is, are you going to allow the Neshama to pull you up? Are you going to allow the Nefesh HaBahamis to pull you down? Are you going to allow Olam Haba to draw you Lamala Lamala? Are you going to allow the Nefesh HaBahamis to bring you Lamata Lamata? And chances are, we are Beinonim. And we are Tluyim. We're suspended. What are we suspended? Where are we hanging? We're hanging between Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. That's where we're hanging. We're suspended between the Neshama Lamala and the Nefesh HaBahamis Lamata. We're Tluyim V'yoimdim. It's not only if it's Efshar L'tzamtzem. That's by definition what we are. We're pulled. We're drawn. We're in the midst of a great tug of war. And great tzaddikim, they're able to yank away on Rosh Hashanah and say, I am a Ben Olam Haba. I'm establishing myself that I'm rooted in Olam Haba. I live there. I'm there. I'm not there yet. But that's the source of my identity. Rishonim, they establish their identity the very first day of the year. But for many of us, it's a struggle. So the Ribbono Shel Olam does us a very great favor. The Shulchan Aruch Kodesh writes, what is Yom Kippur? No eating, no drinking, ein bo achila, ein bo shtia. We're like Malachi Hashores, we wear white. What is Yom HaKippurim? Says the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh, you know what the Ribbono Shel Olam does? He takes Olam Haba and he transposes it from the eternal life, and he puts it down here in this world. And then we see it, we taste it, we experience it, and we say, this is what I want. This is my identity. And by Ne'ila, we're like on the highest echelons of Olam Haba. We say, Ribbono Shel Olam, yeah, that's exactly how I want to be. That's exactly what I want. I want to establish my identity by what I'm feeling right now, what I'm feeling today. So Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a little boost. He gives us a flavor of Olam Haba. He takes a day of Olam Haba and he puts it right here in this world. So we see it, we savor it, we want it. We say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Zani, this is what I'm all about. This is what I want. This is where I'm rooted. Very amazingly, the Vilna Gaon writes, the Ramchal writes, now I'll give you some personal suggestion. There's an amazing sefer of the Ramchal. It's called Maimar HaChachma. Very short sefer. It's a few pages long on the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening, primarily. Rav David Koyin, Rosh Yeshiva of Hebron, wrote a few hundred page commentary on these few pages of the Ramchal. The Ramchal says this, and the Vilna Gaon says this, the primary bakasha of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Zachreinu L'chaim, Ribbono Shel'Olam, remember me, Chaim, for true life, for Olam Haba, not just after 120, I want to end up in Olam Haba. Please, Ribbono Shel'Olam, remember me right now, plug me into, associate me with, root me into Olam Haba, that should be my identity, that should be the source of my being. Zachreinu l'chayim. Chayim does not mean olam hazeh. It means chayim in its essential form. Michamoicha avharachamim zoicher yitzurav l'chayim means olam haba. And then, you know, nothing wrong with some happiness in this world. So as an afterthought, we say, by the way, Ribbono Shel'Olam, uchsoiv l'chayim, toivim. You know, Chaim Tovim is the good life. The good life is an Olam Hazeh. No, give me a little. Chaim is the definition of life. Chaim Tovim is Olam Hazeh. But that's an afterthought. That's when it's all said and done. B'sefer Chaim, Nizachar v'nikasei levanecha, Chaim Tovim. Chaim Tovim is Olam Hazeh. But that's not the main focus. That's not the main bakasha. The main bakasha of Yom HaKippurim, of Rosh Hashanah, of the Aser Simei Tshuva, is we plead with Ribbono Shel'Olam. Ribbono Shel'Olam made us by definition Beinoniim. That's our identity. We have the Neshama Lamala. You know where the Neshama is. You know, if I were to ask you, where's my Neshama? Some people say, here, the eye, the brain. You know the Nefesh HaChaim says. Ruba deruba of the Neshama is Tachas Kisei HaKavod. And it trickles down until the lowest part of the neshama fits into the body like the body fits into a shoe. That's why whenever you're at a makom kadosh, shal na'alecha me'al raglecha, says the Nefesh HaChaim. The removal of the shoe is a manifestation that when you're at a makom kadosh, you're supposed to, so to speak, strip yourself of the influence of the guf. The body to the neshama is like a shoe to the body. So the neshama is lamala lamala. It's gonos tachas kisei akavoy. It's yearning for olam haba. The nefesh habahamis is yearning for hanas olam hazeh. And we are beinoniim. We're caught in between this great tug of war. And if we could pull out of it on Rosh Hashanah, ashreichem v'toiv lach. Nechtavim nechtamim la'alter l'chayim tovim l'shalom. Halavai by all of us. But the avoida of the Aser Simei Tshuva is to extricate ourselves from the status of being beinoniim and to pull out lamala and to experience some of the essence of Olam Haba, which is the day of Yom Kippur, and to establish our true identity, which is Zachreinu L'chaim, Melechof Eitz B'chaim, V'kosveinu B'sefer HaChaim, L'mancha Elokim Chaim. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us all siyata d'shmaya, not only to bless us all with a year of good health and life and parnasa, but help us elevate ourselves so that we identify ourselves with the neshama that is struggling and yearning, lamala, lamala, we should all be zoicha, l'mois HaMashiach, l'chaya olam haba, aksivach simatayim. Thank you so much.